Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way. A way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Psalm chapter 80, verse 7. O God of hosts, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 10 and 11. Be joyful with Jerusalem and rejoice for her, all you who love her. Be exceedingly glad with her, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied with her comforting breasts, and that you may suck and be delighted with her bountiful bosom. Luke chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together, just as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not have it. Behold, your house is left to you desolate, and I say to you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Jerusalem is known as the Holy City and one of the oldest cities in the world. It has an intense history that includes being totally destroyed twice, besieged at least 23 times, attacked 52 times, and captured and recaptured 44 times. Early on in its history, even by the time of Christ, the city had become the symbol of Israel and an embodiment of their struggle. This personification of the city can be seen in two prophecies which are given to the nation, the first given by Isaiah and the second by Christ. In both prophecies, the nation is in shambles and there is a sense of mourning. For Isaiah, the mourners are called to rejoice because Jerusalem will once again become like a mother comforting her baby. Jesus uses the same imagery of a mother giving protection, like a hen that places her little ones under her wings. Unfortunately, the people had rejected God's advances and they were desolate. However, Jesus does tell them that there will be a time when the desolation ends. It will be at the second advent. Today, Christians might call the church our Jerusalem. How important it is to pay attention to these prophecies and honestly reflect upon our corporate actions. If we find areas where the church has stoned those sent to her, let us repent and call out to God with the words of the psalmist, Restore us, and we will be saved. Then, when the Lord returns, we can say without reservation, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Father, we are the church, united in our purpose and our love for you and one another. We praise you for the body of Christ, which restores and heals us.
Schulte Consulting Services, Educational Growth and Business Development.